Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, the editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we are joined by John Gruden, who is coach with the National Team Development Program at Ann Arbor, Michigan. John and his team are here in Colorado Springs to take on Colorado College. Hey, John, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, anytime.
Before we talk about the National Team Development Program and some of the things you do to develop these players to get them to the next level, can you talk just a little bit about your background in hockey?
Yeah, obviously it's a little different. I grew up in Minnesota, which back then in the 80s, I mean, where you lived is where you kind of already had the ADM program is set into place. So I grew up in Hastings, Minnesota, lived there, played there all through youth, played high school hockey, ended up being fortunate enough to go to USHL, and obviously fortunate enough after that to go to Fort Ferris State for 4 years and then go on and play 10 years of pro with various organizations, and kind of found myself all over, and I really enjoyed it. So now it's brought me here to with the development team, and hopefully I can pass on a few things to help these guys out.
Once you got down as a player, what was your road to coaching? How did you get involved in coaching?
Yeah, I got really, I shouldn't say lucky, I should say fortunate. Dan and I have had a history of being together as both playing in Grand Rapids, and he started actually his coaching career then with the Griffins. And I was real lucky because one of the, Matt Greason was a assistant coach who went on to be a head coach, and you know, they went through a process, and I was in the Detroit area. I was coaching high school with Stony Creek and Rochester, and I was coaching AAA hockey for the Oakland Junior Grizzlies, and I opened a training center, and I was very into developing young athletes and hockey players in the Detroit metro area. So I got really lucky and fortunate, like I said, to be part of this group. This is my third year now. I had the 94s for their last season, and now this is my second year with the 96s, and it's been a blast. I've really enjoyed it.
So that's how you work it. It's when a kid comes into the program, and if the 2 year, it's not, I don't know if you call it an obligation, but mm-hmm. 2 years they come in, you want them there for two. You start with the first group and then see them through all the way through?
Yes, and I came in the second part of that 94 group. So they already had went through their U17 season. So I was with them the U18. And then last year, back to the U17 with the 96s. And now we're in the second phase of that with that same group as U18s.
How much fun is it as a coach to get these kids? I mean, they're 46 of the top hockey players in the United States, to get these kids come in, and so obviously they've got something there already. Mm-hmm. How much fun is it as a coach to take that and try to mold them and help them get to the next level?
Well, you're exactly right. And the funny thing about that is I came in for the 94 second year, so I'm like, oh, this is easy. A lot of the kinks have already been worked out from Coach Cole and Matt Greason, of the little things of trying to get them to play as a team. You get all these great players from various cities and get them to play as a group, and a lot of that had already been done. So then you just try to help them with little things to try to help them even continue to grow. So it's a different phase of their development. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And then last year, obviously, we have some struggles, but that's what you have to have. In order to get better, you have to have those struggles. And, you know, our group has come a long way, but it takes time. You have to be patient. You have to continue to work on the little things and the details that make these kids better hockey players. So it's been a lot of fun, and these kids work very hard at what they do as well. So it's been enjoyable.
Because these kids, I mean, winning, well, obviously we all want to win. And mm-hmm. these kids are in you guys are very competitive individuals. But it's not about winning. I mean, you come in here and you're playing Division I college teams. These kids are 16, 17 years old. What is the purpose of playing these kind of games or playing against excellent competition in the United States Hockey League?
Well, I think a lot of it is every year they're being challenged or taken out of that comfort level. So when they get and do big games and being against a really good competition, they're used to it. They're accustomed to it. They're not in awe of that environment. So these kids are challenged on a daily basis, whether it's working out a day before a game or to travel or you know, that nothing really kind of phases them. And that's what this program really entitles it. It's very tough. It's challenging. And that's what we want. You want your better players to be challenged on a daily basis. And they have responded. And it's fun to watch them grow. And it's fun to watch them develop into that. It's one thing to be able to skate and pass and do those, but you also have to develop yourself mentally and physically and to put it all together. And it's fun to watch them compete against these older teams.
Is it safe to say that everything is within the course of a season is geared toward that big tournament at the end of the year, that IIHF Under 18 World Championship?
Yeah, I mean, we all know what we're all excited about that time, but we figure we try to, you know, take a day at a time basis and continue to let them grow and take that kind of away from them as far as the pressure of just going to the World Championships. So every day we try to challenge them and try to keep them focused at task at hand on that every day. And of course, I'm sure it's in the back of everybody's minds, but that's, you know, we have to develop each kid each time, day by day, and instead of trying to look too far ahead.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you do that, you're going to lead yeah. yourself a lot of trouble.
That's right.
But you also, I mean, these kids also are, they're taken out of a comfort zone. I mean, they're moving away from home. They're leaving their friends and their family. They're going to high schools in Ann Arbor because they obviously, for most of them, they're going to go on and play Division I college hockey. How important is it for you guys to really emphasize to them the off-ice things, not just the off-ice conditioning, but also the off-ice, the education and things of that nature?
Well, that's right. We want them not just to grow as hockey players, but grow as young men. I mean, they are not the average student that go to Pioneer High School. Their standards, they're going to be looked at, you know, they're going to have to do everything right. And we expect that from them, and they expect that from themselves. So Lisa Vollmers does a really good job with them, the academic advisor there that we have working with them at Pioneer. And these kids, they're still kids, but they, you know, they have to grow up a little faster, and their responsibility that they take on is quite impressive, to be honest with you. And they do a really good job of their, I think their grade point for this first semester was like 3-4. So they work very hard, not just on the ice, but off the ice, on becoming good young men, not just good hockey players.
Before we talk about the American Development Model, I wanted to ask you, what is a typical, if there is such a thing, a typical day like for these kids in terms of, like, they, you know, getting up, going to school, and then the on and off ice practice regimen that they have to deal with every day?
Yeah, they're first bell. They're there at school. They do get to go to a classroom or a study table with both the U17 and U18s, so they do have one less hour, but they use that for study table. Then they come to the rink. Usually we play on the weekend, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, are a lot of skill still. We still do skill days. We still, you know, obviously 3 days a week and 2 days a week, 3 days a week in the weight room. Still do carry, kind of the skating instructors, doing some with the younger team, slide boards, all those important things to make them better skaters. So they go through a lot. And so just to kind of answer that question, they go to skate, and we're probably at the rink from anywhere from 2:30, whether it's video, we'll go over some video with them, till probably around 6:15 at night. So, and then it's right back to the books and studying for, you know, that, you know, so they're, you know, obviously taking care of their homework as well. So it's very demanding on them. But like you said, the kids, you still have to kick them out of the rink some nights to get them out from shooting pucks upstairs. So that's the neat thing about it. The kids want to be there. They want to continue to get better, whether it's shooting more pucks or doing more homework, you know, at school. So it's a long day, but man, it, you know, they rise to the occasion.
By the time the day's over, they're ready to hit the sack and get whatever sleep they can get.
Exactly. We obviously, you know, they're still, you know, we call from, you know, their curfews are, you know, still at a, you know, 9 o'clock, you know, we want to have them still be kids, but you know, they still got to understand that they're there for a reason for school and for hockey. And usually, you know, knock on wood, there's usually never any issues. So they're good kids.
Talking about the American Development Model, I think since its inception in 2009, we've done a really good job of trying to grow it at the grassroots level, trying to get the youngest kids acclimated, station-based practices, small area games, cross-ice hockey at 8 and under. And I think a lot of people out there, they have that misconception that that's what the American Development Model is. For somebody like you who's working with some of the high-level young American athletes, what does the American Development Model mean to you?
That's a great question because, you know, I know Bob Mancini, who's running that program up there in Detroit. And, you know, I was with my son's a 2000, second-year Bantam, and that the ADM model wasn't the place. But not saying, but I had Bob Asenza, myself. We were coaching a younger team, and we'd always say, to, you know, with people that come to try out for our team, we're going to be about development and skills. This is before it was in place. And now that gets policed in, which it needs to. And the funny thing is, even at our age, all our kids want to play half-ice games. They want to play small area games, you know, because they don't realize how important it is to be able to handle a puck in that traffic and see the ice and not have and be able to have some vision and be able to and get more rep. And that means so much. And in the areas where it's been installed, it seems like they've done a really good job as far as telling people and giving some direction on how what it's going to take to develop young hockey players and throughout the United States. And I really like the program, and they're doing a really good job hiring good coaches to help those cities and those areas develop young, good hockey players.
Because it's also how much of it is about the off-ice components, whether it is off-ice training you were talking about, you know, the kids are upstairs shooting pucks and things of that nature. How much of it is the off-ice component and things like nutrition and proper sleep and all those types of things that go into it? How important are those to developing a high-level hockey
player? Well, it's very important. We have Dave Ellis come in talking, and not only educate our players, but educate billets and educate parents so they can get a better understanding on what their kid needs to eat when we're not with them. We can't be with them 24 hours a day. So we have to make sure that they're eating the right things and putting the right things in their body. And they really work hard at doing that, because that separates those kids then at that time. They work very hard to make sure that their body, they put a lot of work in, and they don't. And the last thing they want to do is put the wrong food in their mouth or drink the wrong things to not help them get to where they need to get to.
Well, then the final question is for somebody like yourself who not only played at the highest levels but also has coached and sees these kids move on to the next level, how high is the top of the pyramid as it pertains to the American development model? Like, what can the American development model mean to the next generation of American hockey players?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's still everything. You have to develop. I mean, obviously winning is very important, you know, at the big tournaments and the big stage. But at a young age, there's nothing more important than developing skating and skill and doing all those things with these young athletes at a young age. Because if you don't teach them and install those details into their game at a young age and get them to stick handle and learn to play with the team, move the puck, those habits are hard to break the older they get. And I think how they have divided up that ADM program with all that, with the team play and the individual skill and all that, then they do more and more of it as they get older, is so important. And like we talked about earlier, the off-ice, the stuff that they can do with not having to spend the money being on the ice, whether it's stick handling in the garage or shooting, you know, putting some holes in mom and dad's in their garage. So those things are huge. And it's just fun to see, you know, we went to the rink last night and being around the rink in Detroit. And even these kids at the highest level, they love going to the rink. And that's the most fun out of all of it, to see their smiles on their face.
Well, John, thank you very much for the time. I know it's you're not here for a long time and very busy days. So thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Anytime.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning into another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. And we hope you'll tune in again as we continue to focus on the American development model.